Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Well, good afternoon. Glad you're with us today. Mary Pats is here as well.
Good afternoon.
We enjoy doing this show for you. We're glad that you're listening. We love your feedback. You can always give us your feedback on our Facebook page. You can contact us, Julie at IndieBoomer.com or Mary Pat at IndieBoomer.com. This segment is, I'm excited about this one because I know I'm going to learn a lot because I am completely ignorant in this particular topic. We're going to talk about Medicare, yikes, with Greg Allen. He is a life and health agent with Zeller Insurance. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Hi there. How are you today?
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing okay. And I know with Medicare, there are like deadlines and things coming up, right? Aren't they looming and we have to make decisions, those of us who are on Medicare?
Well, yes. What's coming up is what they call annual election period, and it gets referred to as open enrollment sometimes. But it's for anybody that has either Part D prescription coverage or Advantage plan with prescription coverage in there. So that begins October 15th, and it runs through December 7th, and it gives all of those folks a chance to shop their plans and look and see if there's anything that offers better coverage and, you know, more benefits and all that.
So Medicare
Pretty busy.
Oh, I'm sure. This is for those 65 and over, correct?
Correct.
And right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you're right. That's what Medicare is. It's health insurance, major health insurance for people 65 and older. And there's some other certain circumstances for disability. People that are disabled in certain ways can also qualify for Medicare.
Okay. I have a few good friends that retired last year. And I remember when they were going through this, they said there were so many choices. How do you figure out what's best for you?
Well, very good question. The choices are, first of all, you have to decide how you want to get your Medicare. In 2006, or I'll say it another way, prior to 2006, you had what they call original Medicare, which is Part A, which is your anything hospital, even if it's a box of Kleenex and you get it as an inpatient hospital, that's the benefit it falls under. And Part B is medicals, anything medical, non-hospital. So I just call it everything else. So until 2006, you had A, B, you bought a supplement plan, and those are all letter two. Everybody steals the alphabet. You buy a plan letter, a plan F or a plan G, and then that has a certain set of benefits because Medicare leaves you exposed, even though it's pretty good coverage, 80-20 is what I would call it, plus deductibles. The supplement picks that up. And then a Part D plan, that's what came along in 2006, along with Advantage plans, was your drug coverage. Well, Advantage plans are a whole new way of getting Medicare. It's private insurance companies that Medicare just says, okay, you take these guys and we'll send you their premium. And it's just another way. It's usually lower premiums, but you have some copay responsibility that goes along with Advantage plans. But a lot of people like them. And I have no care one way or the other, but just however you prefer to do it. But I try to consult, you know, folks that I meet with and show them everything. And I don't think a lot of agents do take the time to do that.
Wow.
You know, I think that's really important. I was at a dinner party on Saturday night and sitting around with a bunch of women talking about this. And, you know, one of them was saying that she, you know, I didn't know about F and the fact that you have to have more than just the Part B, just the medical. And, but she works out well because she paid, I don't know, I think $186 a month, but she has no medical expenses. I mean, besides that. Does that sound right,
right,
Greg?
And
wow.
That's how the supplement works. It depends on which plan letter you have. There's A through N. A is, you know, not much coverage. N is kind of a hybrid type plan, I would call it. But an F and a G, those middle plans, they're the full coverage. And so if you're willing to pay a little more in premium, you will not have any copays, you know, any extra coinsurance when you go to utilize the services. Although, little inside baseball, the plan F will be terminated in 2020. And just another rule and regulation. It's when I first got into this 11 years ago, I was, you know, going out there, gung-ho life agent, and somebody threw this big, boom, thick book, said, here, you're going to need this, kid. And there's, like, Medicare rules, and it was like, run away, run away.
why are
like
they
the
taking
shark
that?
In Finding Dory. But
do you know anyway, why they're removing F? I mean, because it
yes.
works?
Because it, they want everybody to have some skin in the game. Right now, you can, if you have a plan F, you can run to an emergency room for a sniffle or, you know, a cough, a sore throat, and that costs you nothing when you go in there. Ties up the medical, the emergency rooms, and you know they want that emergency visit to cost $183 now, because that's the Part B deductible.
Mm-hmm.
So the Plan G does not cover that. The Plan F does, and that's the only reason they're getting rid of it.
Wow, because it works. We're talking to Greg Allen. He is a life and health agent with Zeller Insurance. Very knowledgeable, obviously, about Medicare. I like the fact that you mentioned you will sit down with someone who needs to get this taken care of and go through all of it with them. That's
absolutely.
That's
and there's
great.
There's a lot of certifications that go along with if an agent is not willing to talk to you about all of your options, then they may not be certified to do so, and then they're going to, you know, more than likely steer you away from stuff they're not certified in. So
interesting. And how many letters do you have after your name? How many of those certifications do you have?
Oh my gosh,
all of them.
Yeah, all the ones that you know you can have for these products.
Wow,
yeah. They really don't give us the acronym lettering though. Mm-hmm. We're just certified.
Okay.
There's AHIP, and then each individual carrier requires their their individual training. So
is part of the criteria for Medicare whether you're collecting Social Security already or not?
Well, no. Turning 65.
Okay.
You know, it's the bad news is you're turning 65, but the good news is you're turning 65. that's when you qualify for Medicare.
Okay.
You've been paying it all your life out, you know, all your working life.
You know what? That's right. I've been working since I was 15. It's my turn.
Yeah, it's time to collect.
Yeah.
And the thing about collecting Social Security and Medicare is you will get a card sent to you automatically with your hospital coverage, Part A, and your Part B coverage if you're collecting Social Security, because Medicare just assumes you want it, and you have to sign off a waiver of benefits if you don't want Part B and mail it back into them.
Wow.
If you're not collecting Social Security, they don't know, because Part B has a premium, they have to bill it. They can't take it out of Social Security, so they'll just send you a card with A only, and then you have to contact them and say, oh, no, I want B, and I'll pay you individually for it.
That sounds like some hoops, man, to jump through.
Many. I think so, too.
And
so,
people fall through those cracks,
I
bet. And people that are disabled, after 24 months, they qualify for Medicare. There was nobody out there reaching out to them. Everybody knows when you turn 65 for some reason, but the people that are getting Medicare qualifying from other ways, like disability, don't really know, and they hopefully can figure it out.
Yeah.
Or
well, Greg, I thought that whole disability was a really hard thing to figure out as well.
Well, yeah, and that's above me. If you're already disabled and qualify, for me, the key is seeing the Medicare card. Once I see the card, I know I can do my job. Without it, there's not much I can do for the people. But Medicare or Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, mm-hmm. they keep a pretty good track of things.
Okay.
And know when people qualify and when they don't. And sometimes you have to use an attorney when it comes to the disability part.
Wow. So what's coming up, October 15th through December 7th?
Yes, that is the open enrollment or the annual election period for anybody that has Advantage plans, which are also known as Medicare Part C, and they're the carriers, the private companies that take Medicare, throw it all into one plan, including your drugs, and then they sell those as individual plans. People can shop those every year, and Part D plans, which are drug coverage.
Wow.
And there's a lot of changes coming up. I would encourage anybody that's in a plan, even if they really like it. They need to see what's out there this year. There's a lot of these companies are competing with each other for your business, and they're putting a lot of really nice benefits. I mean, hearing aid protection or hearing aid coverage and fitness memberships. And there's all kinds of extra things that Medicare doesn't even cover that are rolled into these plans and make them pretty nice.
Now, none of those guys are in your back pocket, right? You're looking at this from a completely comprehensive consulting type of
mirror.
Okay.
No one's in my back pocket. Okay. In fact, we... No, and I appreciate it. It's a good point. We are compensated by the carrier if we end up enrolling somebody, but it's the same amount no matter who, and so we have no financial incentive to steer one way or the other, at least not in this office.
Very interesting. We are talking to Greg Allen. He is a life and health agent with Zeller Insurance. I'm not there yet, but you're the guy I'm calling. You sound really knowledgeable. It'd be a few years, so you got to keep practicing for me.
Okay.
Is there anything else obviously this is coming up on the 15th, so our listeners need to know and act. How can somebody reach out to you if they want, to consult with you?
Well, they can call me directly at 877 372-8456.
Let me see if I got that right. 877-372-8456.
Correct.
Okay, very good.
And they can go to www.zellerinsurance.com. That's Z-E-L-L-E-R.
.com. Oh, perfect. That's probably the best way for people to remember.
Yeah.
That's a long phone number. But so zeller.com. All right, Greg Allen, our time is up. It's been very informative. We appreciate it very, very much. Thanks for being on Boomer Radio.
I do as well. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. And we'll be right back on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Susan Decker, the executive director Mary Clark. I got my people wrong.
Susan's our connection.
Oh, okay. She set it up. Mary, I apologize. Mary Clark is the executive director of the International Marketplace Coalition. Welcome to Boomer Radio.
Well, thanks for having me.
I get confused a little bit sometimes.
We're older
here.
Me too.
So tell me about the International Marketplace. I am not familiar with it.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine an area town.
Okay.
That's home to 150 different languages, a place where you can eat at 80 different ethnic restaurants around this country. And if you love the foods, you can go to the stores, the markets, and buy the ingredients.
Oh, my gosh. I was right. telling Mary Pat, sounds like Epcot Center.
That's exactly what it's like.
So Epcot cool. Center. Oh, my goodness. 80 different kinds of
ethnic
places.
Restaurant.
Wow.
Yes.
So what are some of those? What are some of your favorites?
So I don't tell my favorites, especially on air, right?
Okay. Why is that? You don't want to be crowded for lunch tomorrow?
No, I don't want some of the other owners
biased.
That I know really
I
well
yes.
to say, well, you didn't call me out.
Right.
So let me tell you about one corner.
Okay.
Where you can go to Japan, Greece, El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, Ethiopia, Cuban, and Peru.
Wow.
All in one block.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you can travel up the street, and you can go to India or Yemen or China. Where do you want to go here in Indianapolis?
I want to go to Italy. Can I go to Italy? Or is that too common? That's a common
one.
Yeah,
it's not so much common. It's just that... Unless you want to go to Fazoli's.
No, I don't. What about Turkish? Turkish. They have Turkish?
There's a Yemen restaurant that has some Turkish food in
cool.
it.
Cool. All right.
Yes. And we have, we're getting a Thai restaurant.
Ooh, I love Thai food.
The beginning of next year.
Okay.
All things international.
Miss Mary,
listen, we have a Burmese supermarket in our area.
You know, we have a lot of Burmese population in Indianapolis, up in the Nora area. Are you walking outside by chance? Because I can hear the wind, and I can hear.
I am.
Is there? Can you duck in? Duck into a little spot somewhere? I don't know.
I'm getting ready
quiet
to do
little
that
corner.
Right now.
Cool.
Sorry about that.
No, but back to the Burmese population. I only found out about this. I have a job in a school, and they were talking about the instructional assistants there all speak Burmese. It's one of the schools in Nora, the Nora area in our city. And who knew we had such a big Burmese population, but we do. And, you know, so you're going to have that's going to be a popular place there in the international marketplace.
Yes, it is. It already is. So and then one of the things that we're working on, because we're so richly diverse, we this year alone are working to revitalize the area by the tune of $136 million worth of new development.
Oh my gosh.
In our area.
I think we should mention that you are in the Lafayette Square area, correct? Isn't that where this is?
Well, this is the old Lafayette Square area. We were fortunate enough to get the city to adopt the name International Marketplace in 2012.
Well, I'm very...
So that's what...
Let me drill down on this, because I lived on the west side back in the 80s, and are we talking about Lafayette... You mentioned the old Lafayette Square. I only know one Lafayette Square area.
So think of this. The boundaries, our boundaries are from 38th and High School Road to 38th and Commercial Drive, from 46th and Lafayette Road to 34th and Lafayette Road.
Okay, so it's
a two-mile radius.
Got it. Okay, well, that makes more sense.
I think you were thinking it was at the mall.
I was thinking it was all there, too. But it is within that radius. Okay, well, that makes a lot more sense then to me now. Cool. Very good.
Now, this year, go ahead, I'm sorry, I get excited too.
Tell me about this year, what's going on?
So this year, as I was saying, $136 million worth of new development.
Wow.
The first time in 30 years this much development has come to that area.
Now, do we thank Mayor Hogsett for that, or who do we thank for that?
We thank the city, of course, but the International Marketplace Coalition has been working really hard to help redevelop. I think the mayor would tell you, along with others, that when a community comes together, the city does a really good job of coming alongside it to help the community's vision become a reality.
I agree with you.
And that's what's happened.
Working together.
Works.
We're talking with Mary Clark. She's the executive director of the International Marketplace Coalition. How long have you had this job?
The organization itself formed in 2005.
Wow.
I've been the executive director for the last 4 years.
Wow. So what kind of growth have you seen?
Over the last 4 years?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. One, the restaurants and the markets, the different type of businesses that are in the area. You know, the growth that I think we've seen is a community coming together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So people working together to make a change and to bring back a real sense of neighborhood. I will tell you that nationally, our area has gotten so much publicity because you can work and right next door to someone of a different culture and find that they're working together, helping each other make their businesses grow, promoting one another.
Even though, go ahead. No, I was thinking, even though there might be a language barrier.
Even though there may be a language barrier. But, you know, that brings up another thing. The other cool thing is when you go into these businesses like Saraga Restaurant or Saraga Grocery Store, that grocery store is known for its Asian foods. But they also have an area for West African foods or Latino foods or European foods. Therefore, the people they hire come from all over.
So they're knowledgeable in all these different niches.
They're knowledgeable in all of, yes.
Huh. So,
and that makes it nice, too.
Yes, because I could go in just not knowing about a particular culture and say, hey, you know, these are some of the kinds of things I like. This is kind of what I would like to try. And they would be like, oh, well, come right this way, you know.
Exactly,
like
exactly.
That.
That's the cool thing. The other thing I'd like to share with you is that we're working on opening up what we're calling a global village. I think the Indianapolis Children's Museum, Disney's Epcot Center, and Convention Center with the international flavor.
Ooh.
Keeping in mind that we Americans, too, are international. So today, if you were to come into our facility, you could go to Europe, North America, South America, Asia, and Africa, and find artifacts to represent all of these different countries.
Wow. And, you know, food brings everybody together, doesn't it?
Yes, it
Isn't
does.
It like
yes,
an international language all on its own? I think
like
it is.
Like our Taste the Difference Festival that is happening on October the 20th this year.
Yeah, coming up.
We will have over 25 different ethnic restaurants.
Wow. So what's that going to look like on the 20th? Can you just show up, buy a ticket? Do you need to make a reservation?
You can show up or you can buy a ticket online at imcoalition.org, or you can just show up at the door. The tickets are $15.
That's
for
not bad.
10 and under is $7, and for seniors 65 and over is $7.
Wow, that's great. That's a great deal.
Yes.
So on the
then following that, if you love the food at the Taste, then you can go to the restaurants for the next 2 weeks, starting the 21st of October.
Mm-hmm.
And go to those restaurants where you can dine in and experience the whole, or just get the whole experience of that culture. For example, if you go to the Yemenese restaurant, Rayon, you can eat and sit like the Yemenis at a really good price for those 2 weeks.
Almost like a savor indie.
Yes.
So Taste the Difference is October the 20th. And then after that, it's like, you know, if you've been to any thing kind of like this where you just sample, well, I'm just going to pick, you know, Zubilation. You know, you go, you taste from different restaurants, and then the next day or the next week, you can, oh, I really like this place. I'm going to go experience a full meal there. Sounds like that's what this will give you, some tastes of, you know, it's called Taste the Difference, so that's what you're doing, and then you can drill it down and maybe pick a couple of your favorites to go the next
exactly.
week or two.
Exactly, and go back and have a truly real experience.
Mm-hmm.
From that culture.
Got it. So what else do we need to know about the international marketplace that we haven't discussed or talked about yet?
That the world recognized the diversity in this area. I think the New York Times said, "Where the World Comes to Eat," talking about this. We were just recently in the Food and Wine magazine, and I bring these up because outside of Indy, we're catching on. We'd love for our locals to start visiting the international marketplace.
Do you know which? I get Food and Wine. Do you know which month, what that's in? I'm behind on my reading.
Supposed to be in the upcoming.
Oh, in an upcoming one. Oh, very cool.
In the upcoming.
I've seen some other local, you know, not artists, but that's kind of what chefs are, featured in that magazine. It's very impressive that here in Indianapolis we have that kind of talent. That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you. Last year we had 7 restaurants in the National Culinary Review.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay.
Yes. Right here in Indianapolis,
you can
travel the world.
I love it. She is the executive director of the International Marketplace Coalition. For information, websites are always great resources. imcoalition.org.
And my name is Mary Clark.
Mary Clark. I'm crossing this out. Sorry. Mary Clark. And they're getting ready to revitalize the area with an additional $136 million. It's just a global village. You can taste the difference on October 20th. It's very exciting. Just within a 2-mile range over on the city's near west side. Love it.
Thank you.
Mary, we'll look forward to this event on the 20th and maybe having you on Boomer Radio again sometime in the future.
I would love to do that. Thank you so much.
All right, Mary
Clark.
For
having me.
Appreciate it. The executive director of International Marketplace. And you are listening to Boomer Radio. And now Dick Wolfsey with Life in a Nutshell on Freedom 95.
Have you seen my pants lately? I mean a pair of 35-31 pants. That's not a brand name like 501 jeans. It's my size. Yes, I have a 35-inch waist and 2 31-inch legs. And now you know. I'm not particularly proud of this. I didn't aspire to it, except when I was a 36. And I'm not unhappy with it either, although I would like to be a 34. And now I ask you again, have you seen these pants? I'm beginning to think the ones I'm wearing were the last 35-31s made in America. I'm looking for another pair. Where have all the 35-31s gone? Every Saturday morning I head out the door to look for pants. I'm either wearing my only six-year-old pair of 35/31s, or I'm scrunched into 34/28s, and sometimes I waddle around in a pair of 36/32s. Now, first, I go to Macy's to shop, and man, do they have pants. And they have some really great sizes. 38/34, 42/28, 42/36, 40/34, 36/28. Then I try Kohl's, JCPenney, and Sears. I look through all the shelves and racks, hoping some guy who's 35/31 realized he forgot his credit card and squirreled away his size in the wrong area when he planned to return the next day and reclaim his treasure. Maybe there's a 35/31 hidden between the 44/30s and the 32/28s. That's where I once tried to hide a pair of 35/31s. But there was no luck. Let me tell you something, folks. You can hide some of your income from the IRS in a bank in Switzerland, but you can't hide a pair of 35/31 pants. Trust me, I've tried. So what is the explanation for this situation? Maybe there are not enough men who are that size to make it worth the manufacturer's time. But why would that be? To have a 36-inch waist, you have to be a 35 for at least a couple of weeks, even if it all changed right after that cruise to the Bahamas. And you can't skip a size. You have to grow through it. Think about it. At some point in time, even 7'4" former pacer Rick Smits had a 31-inch inseam. Okay, maybe for just one weekend in grade school. But still, he needed pants, didn't he? None of the clothing makers care about 35/31s or 33/27s or 37/35s. They pretty much think that our waists and legs are always an even number of inches. I know God works in mysterious ways, but that's just a little bit too mysterious for me. I'm going to start a support group for men who have waists and inseams that are not even numbers. So share your stories, explain your frustrations, admit you are odd. I'm going to call it Alterations Anonymous. Of course, if you are a perfect 40/30 or an exact 38/24, and especially if you are really, honest to goodness, 36/30, the most common size, you are probably listening to this entire radio segment and not finding it very funny. Well, neither do I.
Life in a Nutshell is presented by Dick Wolsey. Email Dick at wolsey@aol.com or visit him on Facebook.